Good afternoon, denizens of Internet Wonderland. I hope my voice finds you well. Welcome back to my home. This is Cheshire's Place. As always, I am your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. You can always find me in my small little corner of Internet Wonderland by clicking a like on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, a looking glass in a logical madness. You can listen to this episode and all other content on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and many other platforms. And if you'd like to drop a line, say hi, or give me any thoughts or suggestions for upcoming episodes, feel free to email me at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at @PlaceCheshire. So, excuse me a moment. I think it's time that we dive down a very unique rabbit hole tonight. So, indulge me a little bit, if you will. I want you to imagine a hallway, all in white. You begin to walk down it, and it seems endless. You feel each step that you take, each breath that you breathe in and out. It feels real. On the walls, you notice portraits. The first portrait you see is that of the calm sea. As you begin to look at it, you notice that the waves move. You begin to smell the salty air. You begin to hear the noises of the waves crashing. And you begin to feel the spray of the water as it hits the shore. At first, you think you're imagining it. But for each droplet of water that hits this bare skin, you notice it to be real. The second portrait is that of something of your fears. The more you look at it, the more it begins to look at you back. You notice the swirling of the darkness. You see the glowing of the eyes. And before you know it, a hand reaches out and grabs you, and you can feel the indentures of the fingers just curling around you. You begin to panic, and you break away. You feel the pain from that grasp. As you quickly run, you find a third portrait. One of a long-forgotten lover. You begin to stare at it and remember such very unique feelings of admiration. And as you do, you notice the smile. You notice the gaze that you remembered a long time ago. Seems all too real. And then you hear your name coming from their mouth. As you begin to reach out to it, you feel the softness of their cheek as you caress it. And it feels so, so familiar, so real. Then the next thing you know, you wake up. Everything seems very vivid whenever you dream. But there are times where it goes a step further, where it seems like it's all too real. So tonight, we're going to be talking about lucid dreaming. What is lucid dreaming? How does it occur? What items in the real world can cause it? Now, I'm not alone in this topic. So I decided to bring back a friend of mine. She was here whenever we did our topic on World Doula Week. And this is something that is near and dear to her heart. So I would like to extend another warm Internet Wonderland welcome to my friend, Nikki Tickerhoff.
Hi.
How's it going tonight?
It's going.
So I know I touched base with you on this, and you were extremely excited for the topic. So, can you give us a small example of why lucid dreaming is something that you like to discuss?
Okay, so lucid dreaming is pretty interesting because it can help with anxiety, depression, and PTSD, which, unfortunately, I'm one of those people that has those, so it's good to gain control on the subconscious, and it's interesting to me.
Right. All right, so what is lucid dreaming exactly?
Lucid dreaming is when the dreamer is aware of what is happening within the dream, and they become somewhat conscious, but they don't wake up. So they can have total control over, like, the characteristics, the environment, the people inside of it, but they don't wake up. They just gain just a little bit of consciousness.
So in a way, it's almost like the basis of Inception, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, correct?
Kind of, yeah.
See, I knew something. I was going to use a Doctor Strange reference because the Multiverse of Madness, and I don't want to give out any spoilers or anything, but I figured Inception would be a better choice.
That's a good choice.
All right. So what else can you tell us? Can you give us a little bit more about lucid dreaming?
So lucid dreaming happens when you're in the later stages of your sleep cycle called REM, which is rapid eye movement. That's when dreaming does happen, and it happens more earlier in, like, the very early parts of the morning if you sleep a full 8 hours, according to the Sleep Foundation. Lucid dreaming happens when there is a lot of extra activity inside of the prefrontal cortex, unlike normal dreaming, which is just not there. Lucid dreaming contains just much more activity. So you're just doing more.
Okay. So before we continue, can you give us an experience of yours dealing with lucid dreaming that you can remember?
This is a really bad topic for me because I really don't remember any of my dreams. But I remember maybe it was last week. Yeah, it was last week, and the week beforehand, it was like severe weather awareness week, and I was having a dream about a tornado. And severe weather for me is it's kind of like a trigger for me from my childhood. And I realized I was dreaming, and I woke up and I was able to like completely change the narrative of my dream from like there's a tornado coming to me being able to keep everyone safe, and then all of a sudden there was like a rainbow, and then there was a bunny rabbit. It was really weird.
Hold on. You went from a tornado to a bunny rabbit.
Yeah, it was weird.
You know what? I'll go with it. I will go with it because, you know, with dreaming in general, like basic dreaming, you have no control of the narrative. You know, it's just a slight replay of things that have happened in the past. Or in some cases, it could be considered premonition.
Yeah, also dreaming is also like part of the subconscious, putting together like things from your perspective of what happened. It's pretty much like making files and then organizing everything.
Right, right. So what can cause lucid dreaming?
So it can be a number of things that can cause lucid dreaming. I know if you are diagnosed with narcolepsy, you have a higher chance of having lucid dreaming. But I mean, lucid dreaming can happens about half of the population. And, it just happens. There could be ways for you to trigger it. It could be like I said, anxiety, depression, PTSD thing that just kind of happens. Or, you know, you could be into, you know, other things that could trigger it.
Okay, so define other things.
You could try... like microdosing mushrooms.
Okay. So, yeah. So other outside influences, yes. So to speak.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so before we continue on this, yes, there are videos about microdosing on certain hallucinogenics on YouTube. I am not going to say who or what creators.
Research, always ask questions. And if you have any other kind of questions, don't be afraid to reach out to a medical provider.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So aside from mushrooms, LSD, PCP, and other outside influences, we'll say, what else? What are there any common foods that can actually... cause lucid dreaming?
Yeah, actually, foods high in vitamin B6 and tryptophan can cause lucid dreaming. Salmon is number one for vitamin B6, and seeds and nuts are number one for tryptophan. Lucid dreaming happens a lot when you're eating a healthy diet. So definitely if you want to induce lucid dreaming, have good sleep hygiene, have good eating habits, exercise, all that good stuff that's told to you that you need to do.
Now, do you have a further list of other foods that may cause it?
Yes. Okay, so... for vitamin B6, it is salmon, chicken breast, tofu, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, avocado, pistachios, blackstrap molasses, pinto beans, and sunflower and sesame seeds. So foods that are high in protein, high in vitamin B6 are going to be ones that are going to keep you fuller longer, especially when you're like sleeping longer, which is good. That's good for you. And then foods high in tryptophan are seeds and nuts, soy, cheese, meats like lamb, beef, turkey, chicken, pork, fish, like tuna, shellfish, oats, beans and lentils, and eggs.
Okay, so everything that would be part of the balanced diet, especially if you want to have more energy, you know, especially for long sleep cycles.
Yes.
These are the things that we need to be looking for.
Yes.
Now, because I know people are going to ask, is there anything non-healthy, aside from outside influences, that could actually contribute to lucid dreaming?
Sugar.
Ooh.
So, I know if you are on the ADHD spectrum, caffeine and sugar can induce lucid dreaming. Reason being is because caffeine does the exact opposite for someone who has ADHD than someone who doesn't have it. So it keeps your brain not from going to going like, okay, you know, we're chill, we're doing our thing. Sugar, on the other hand, though, can cause really crazy dreams. So if you decide to go to bed eating a half of a banana cream pie, you know, you're going to have sugar dreams.
mental note to anyone that happens to be younger, we're not telling you to go and eat a lot of sugar before bed to have lucid dreamings. No, definitely not.
Do that. Be healthy.
Yes, please be healthy.
Drink water.
Yes, lots of water. Plenty of water, especially nowadays, especially with the summer seasons coming up. Now, are there any activities throughout the day that could actually contribute to lucid dreaming that you know of?
Like I said before, having a good bedtime routine, having good bed hygiene, eating well, adequate exercise, especially if you are doing yoga or a HIIT.
Okay.
High intensity, yeah. Just to wear your ass out. address sleep concerns that you might have. So if you're waking up tired in the morning, you might have sleep apnea due to weight or allergies or something like that. Definitely, if you have any questions, please, please, please reach out to a medical provider or someone that you trust that can take care of you. Also, keeping a dream journal. So unlike me, who doesn't really remember a lot of her dreams, I'm not going to write it down. But if you do remember, or if you can focus or practice on it, keep a dream journal so then you can look back at the dreams and look back at the difference, like if there's reoccurring ones.
Right. So now that actually brings up a good topic of sorts. The meaning of dreams, the meaning behind the lucid dreaming. Now, how would you describe the meaning behind certain dreams, especially if they're more the lucid dreams, the very realistic?
So I believe in the universe is taking care of me through nature. I'm pagan. So I feel like dreams have their own separate meaning. So like a tornado in my dream is meaning that I'm coming to an end or coming to a closure, that there's something is changing in my life. I would definitely sit down with a book about dream meanings and look at what these mean, and definitely think about it, and you know, sit down with yourself and think, maybe I need to do some shadow work on this and see what triggers you and stuff like that, and definitely journal it out. But as for lucid dreaming, it'd be the exact same thing as what a normal dream would be. Like, you'd have to sit down and you'd have to really do the research on that dream.
Right, right, right. So, is there anything else that you can add on to lucid dreaming as a whole?
I did some research.
Oh, here we go.
I did a lot of research.
Pour it on us.
All right. Well, your brain decides what is important to remember and what's not important to remember. And dreaming is how your brain organizes those things. So if you tied your shoe and your brain decided to remember that, I guess it was important. But the answers to next week's social studies homework, that's not important. It's fine. But the benefits of lucid dreaming, like I said, can help with anxiety, depression, and PTSD. There is no concrete data on it. And lucid dreaming isn't harmful to people, but it can interrupt your sleep pattern. So I would really watch and be careful if you're trying to induce lucid dreaming, that it doesn't cause sleep deprivation. Because sleep deprivation can cause a whole sorts of issues in your life and on your body. And you want to take care of that, because that is your vessel that's going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And if you have sleep deprivation, it can cause memory issues. It can lead to stress, can lead to high blood pressure and diabetes. And you do not want that.
Oh, definitely not.
There are a couple ways to induce lucid dreaming besides eating the tryptophan and the vitamin B6. It's called the memoretic induction of lucid dreams. So there's two ways. It's called mild or WBTB. Mild is when you go to sleep and then you set an alarm, you wake yourself up. And then while you're doing that, just for a few seconds, you tell yourself, next time I'm asleep, I'm going to remember that I'm dreaming. And you do that for a couple of times, and basically you're training yourself to, like, remember your dreams. Like I said, it can cause sleep deprivation, so use at your own risk. Talk to a care provider if you have any issues. Make sure that you're healthy. Do anything like that. And the second one is wake back to bed. So I use this, especially in the mornings. And it involves waking up, and then you get up and do something like go to the bathroom, go get a drink of water. For me, it's I have to put my kids ready for school, and then my littlest one is still sleeping. And you wait for a certain amount of time, and then you then tell yourself before you're falling asleep, that the next time that I'm asleep, I'm going to remember that I'm dreaming. And then you fall asleep, and you can usually have a lucid dream between those times of being awake and then being asleep. You're still getting the amount of sleep that you need, but it's not like, it's REM sleep. It's not deep or light sleep that you need.
Right.
It can last between 30 to about an hour, 45 minutes. Really depends. And then you just write down your dreams afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. another one is teas and tinctures. Definitely do your research on where you get your teas and your tinctures from. Mugwort tea can... with lavender can cause lucid dreaming. Definitely do your research on mugwort, because it can also be an abortive, and you have to be careful with that because it can cause uterine contractions. It can cause the release of a pregnancy. It can cause periods to come on, all that stuff.
So the best way to pretty much describe mugwort tea is if you are pregnant or at risk of pregnancy at a certain point in time, don't use it at this point.
Don't use it. Use chamomile tea. And then on top of that, pregnancy dreams are really freaking crazy as it is. So enjoy those.
So for those that are expecting the joy of life that it will be coming within 9 months currently, enjoy those dreams. I've heard some very trippy ones. I've heard some very interesting ones back in the day. Even now, so because I have friends that are pregnant that are having, like, extreme lucid dreaming about, you know, just the most random of things.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. My pregnancy dreams, I was able to eat dairy before I went dairy-free with my son, and I, like, found that I would have more extreme dreams because I ate a piece of cheese before bed.
So. Wow. Wow. That is just crazy to think about. But, so, aside from the foods, aside from exercise, aside from the teas and everything else, what else could cause lucid dreaming?
Bringing on those old memories from, like, anxiety, depression, PTSD, especially if you're having PTSD flashbacks while you're sleeping, lucid dreaming, you can change the narrative in your dream, so it can be very helpful for you. Stress is the number one for lucid dreaming, poor sleep as it is. But then again, don't go out and get yourself stressed, people.
Please don't. We already have enough stress that's going on right now that can last most of us a lifetime.
Yeah, take care of yourself if you want to continue lucid dreaming. Definitely journaling, or I call it shadow work, can cause lucid dreaming also, but it's also, again, like a trigger thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, I have a hypothetical.
Let me hear it.
So, and this is really... Okay, now this is going to go into spoiler work for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I apologize, folks. But there is a theory, and this has actually been a long-standing theory before the movie, that when you dream and you have lucid dreaming, you're actually taking part in another version of you's life. Do you think that there may be some truth to that?
Have you ever heard of deja vu?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I believe that your soul has different levels that it has to reach. So when you're lucid dreaming or you feel deja vu, it feels like your soul has been at the exact same moment that you've been before. So yes, I do agree that lucid dreaming can feel like that. Like you're already in that moment and you've already been in that moment before. You're just learning a lesson from the universe.
I have to agree. Or if anyone is a fan of Team Four Star and Dragon Ball Abridged, I can't even remember it anymore. God, I was about to use it. Oh, well, I'll remember it for another episode.
Thank you.
I don't want to think right now. Math is hard.
Who get on Pahana? It's working for me.
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right, so... I needed that laugh today, thank you. And everything that you brought forth for lucid dreaming is very insightful, and I hope that everyone listening in Internet Wonderland, if you are going to try to lucid dream, of course, heed the precautions, you know, do see a medical provider.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you're going to lucid dream, take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Drink your water, get your exercise, eat well, talk to a medical professional about any kind of sleep issues that you might have before you can start inducing these kind of lucid dreams.
Yes, and if you're going to partake in certain outside influences...
We don't know about it.
We do not. We're the wrong people to ask. Now, there are, I'm going to use quote-unquote professionals that may know about this. Now, granted, there are many people in the holistic field that do deal with microdosing of mushrooms and other items that would be considered natural to use for lucid dreaming. Now, if you do want to experiment with those, please look for the right professional. Please do not put yourself at risk. There are products out there that do have microdosing involved. And once again, yes, these individuals are on YouTube. They do videos about their discoveries.
Talk to a naturopathic doctor.
There you go. There you go. All of this is going to be important if you want to try to induce lucid dreaming. Now, once again, we're not saying to do it. We don't want you to do something on our word.
I want you to be educated. I want you to go out and be educated on this situation so then you can make the best decisions for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Nikki, thank you for coming back on to the show.
You're welcome.
It's always fun. Now, we may have some opportunities for you to come back on season 5.
Yes.
So I'll definitely let you know. We're going to be working through that quite a bit. So if there's any topics that you would like to discuss during season 5, please let us know.
Okay. I am drawing a blank right now, but I can definitely think about it.
We have plenty of time. So I do want to make a quick announcement. Season 4 is actually going to be ending this month. On the final week. So the final Thursday of the month will be the final episode of season 4. Everyone here in Internet Wonderland will be taking a small hiatus, and then we'll be back strong in July. So we do have a few more episodes coming up, so please stay tuned to those. I'd like to thank my special guest, Miss Nikki Tuckerhoff, for coming back onto the show and discussing lucid dreaming with us.
Thanks for having me.
Always. And as always, this has been another episode of Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass in a Logical Madness. I've been your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. And just as my namesake, the Cheshire Cat, I am everywhere, yet nowhere. Stay tuned for Thursday night's episode, and it'll be a surprise. Have a good night.